Venezuela's Guaido brings out 750,000 people against dictator Maduro. By Francis Martel on November 18, 2019. Venezuelan President Juan Guaido organized a nationwide protest attracting 750,000 Venezuelans to the streets on Saturday, promising workers' strikes beginning Monday to shut down one industry a day. Guaido is legally the president of the country, sworn in as an interim president as the nation's constitution requires following the end of dictator Nicolás Maduro's last term in January. Initially enjoying vast nationwide support, Venezuelans soured on Guaido when he announced he had expelled Maduro from the presidential palace and taken hold of the military in May, only to have those plans thwarted and instead announce a dialogue with the Maduro regime. The dialogue, as it has since the first attempt at talks in 2013, failed completely and helped Maduro cement his stranglehold on power. Despite fostering disillusion with multiple rounds of talks, Guaido succeeded in attracting people to his protest on Saturday. "I will assume my responsibility and ask you to assume your role in this fight because here there are no magic dates or quick departures," he said in a video promoting the march on Friday. "This will require more effort and greater sacrifice." Hundreds of Venezuelans, many under the age of 18, have been killed by Bolivarian National Guard units since Maduro took power after the death of dictator Hugo Chavez in 2013. The complete death toll of Venezuelan socialism, including state-enabled crime and killings during Chavez's tenure, is over 330,000 people. The 750,000 who marched with Guaido on Saturday, according to the National Communications Center, protested their killings, some at the hands of official government agents, others killed by colectivos, extra-legal socialist death squads Maduro uses to terrorize civilians. They held up signs reading "Maduro Murderer," and others protested the lack of basic goods and utilities like food, water, and electricity. Protesters reportedly convened in 141 places in Venezuela and another 35 locations around the world, including New York, Miami, and Washington, D.C. The Venezuelan newspaper El Nacional notes that, unlike prior protests, Maduro did not send out troops to torture and detain protesters, instead opting for a nationwide internet shutdown on sharing protest images. Following the protest, Guaido announced what he hoped was a ceaseless protest campaign until Maduro stepped down. "For it to be sustained, for it to be permanent, to achieve our objectives, we have to stay in the streets," he told reporters. "We have to continue exercising our rights. As of yesterday, the struggle of all is won," he wrote on Twitter. "That the dictator leaves so that we can have truly free presidential elections, which can only occur with citizens' pressure, advancing together on an agenda of sustained, organized, and permanent street protest." The Maduro regime responded to the protest with a small counter-protest featuring Maduro's closest officials, most prominently the known Hezbollah operative Tarek El Asami and party leader Diosdado Cabello, believed to be the drug lord running the cartel the Lost Souls cocaine trafficking syndicate. "Whoever is dreaming with the shameful idea that what happened in Bolivia can happen here, we will not give them that chance," Cabello said at the rally, referring to the resignation of socialist President Evo Morales this month after the Organization of American States, OAS, published evidence that Morales had committed fraud in the October 20 presidential election to stay in power. "The right is a danger to itself. You'll see yourself among self-proclaimed presidents," Cabello said, addressing Guaido. "They are a plague trying to impose the United States on countries that have no affection for it." Guaido's strategy appears to be to shame Maduro out of office, as he has not requested international military aid to remove the dictator. The Venezuelan military, many members of which are believed to be involved in state-institutionalized narcotics trafficking, have refused to support Guaido despite his legitimacy as president. Guaido also denied the existence of any talks with the Maduro regime, stating that conversations with Maduro have been dead for 3 months, they killed them, they ran off. Maduro claimed he was still talking to Guaido. "You can't deny it, we are sitting down still, my friend," Maduro said on national television Sunday. "You can say a thousand things, whatever, you are a fascist. I'll say it in public and I'll say it in private." Guaido is a member of the Popular Will Party, a full member of the Socialist International. Maduro went on to call Guaido, who he insisted his negotiators were talking to, a dummy, imperialist puppet, and paid agent of the United States. Maduro's regime has repeatedly insisted that Guaido is a CIA or other American agent. In September, at the United Nations General Assembly, Maduro's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez told the audience that Guaido does not exist and is a criminal element who has been introduced to breach the peace in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.